Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thanks so much for waking up with us, familia. Brand new week, full new opportunities and blessings. Go out and get them. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What's going on, y'all?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Tamara, good morning to you.
Good morning.
There she is. Hit us up on the phone lines. You can call or text at 877-971-HITS. Major props to Tamara. She turned up all weekend for her sister's wedding. Family came in from Michigan that she hadn't seen in like 20 years.
Yep.
She's rocking that day after the wedding hair that looks just beautiful.
Flawless.
I mean, it's down.
Right? It's like you pay so much money to get that hair, dude. Might as well rock it for like a month, right?
Yes, definitely.
Good times. I saw on your social media you posted your pops dancing at the wedding.
Yeah.
That is my favorite goals right there. I want to be dancing at my daughter's wedding the way your dad was dancing.
Yeah, he was grooving for sure.
What fraternity is he part of?
He's a part of Kappa Alpha Psi.
That's dope, man. Yeah, that's dope. Thank you, Tamara, for showing up today. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Getting ready for the Amp Mini Mix at 7:15 in the morning. Getting you kicked off, familia, with a little Monday motivation for you. This week, I want to encourage you to change the tense of your thoughts. Sounds deep, right? Focus less on the I should've, would've, could've, and focus more on the I can, I am, and I will. Because if you think about it, there's like zero hope in the past tense. And there's all kinds of hope in the present and future tense. I don't know about you guys, but man, I'm guilty of this. Like, I'll sit there and like think about an event that happened in my life. How I should have, I should have said, could have said, what I should have done, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you sit there and you invest all this time on that rather than focusing, yo, what can I do right now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just want to encourage you guys to do that, man. Don't dwell on the past like that because it's a dangerous situation. A little Bermuda Triangle action.
I wish
right
I had
there.
Time to do that, man. I think I've hit a point in my life where I just don't have time to second guess any decisions that I've made. Like, I can't. Like, that was the stuff I used to be able to do when I used to be able to just sit around in my apartment all day long, dwelling on, like, oh, man, I should have done this. Now it's like I move on 2 seconds later. I don't even remember what I did yesterday. So I can't even, like, remember the things to think I should have done something different.
That's good, bro, because ever since I moved out to Chino Hills, I have a lot of time.
You got long drives. And
tons of time. For those of you that do that commute from that area out there, whether it be the IE, OC into LA or whatever it may be, you know we got some time to do some deep thoughts as we're driving, right?
Traffic. Just sitting there gripping your steering wheel, thinking you should have taken the 60 instead of the 10.
Thankfully, I drive in like at 4 a.m. and I drive out of here before like 3 p.m. so it's not that bad, but it's definitely a good time. I appreciate that time alone in the car trying to call my friends and nobody answers, so I just sit there and think to myself.
I did notice that you've been calling a lot more than texting.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I promised my wife Janet that I wouldn't text and drive, which is probably like a good thing, right, if you think about it?
Oh no, it's amazingly safe. So. You're gonna get my voicemail a lot. I'm not a talker. I don't like talking on the phone. Tell me what you need to in 160 characters.
Not even if I was going to call to congratulate you that Atlanta won yesterday?
Nope. I don't need it. I don't need your jinxing me.
So if you didn't know, now you know. We got a bet going on in studio. Chelsea and I are all about the LA Dodgers. Brian is supporting the Atlanta Braves. His girlfriend lives out there. He lived out there a couple years throughout the first pitch. Man, it looked like we were going to get the shutout. Yesterday, Dodgers made an epic comeback, 5-5. And then 6-5, Atlanta Braves took it. We play again today at 1:30. That's going to be good. Remember, the loser is going to have to buy breakfast for us and also you, one of our listeners and your coworkers. And they'll have to shave their head with the winning city's initials. And Brian and I were texting back and forth yesterday. I was like, hey, man, what day do you want to potentially shave your head?
You jinxed yourself last night.
Yeah,
he was texting me.
If you jinx yourself, you also jinx me. So don't do it, Edgar, because I don't mind the buying breakfast for everyone, but the shaving my head, that's not going to be a good look for me.
That's a commitment. I was sitting on the airplane, and Edgar was like, so, hey, if the Braves lose, are you cool with shaving your head on Monday or Tuesday? And I'm like, whoa, settle down, buddy. You know, I mean, that game, if you didn't watch yesterday, even if you're not a Braves fan, what Ronald Acuña Jr. did, being the youngest player in Major League Baseball to ever hit a grand slam in a playoff game, is amazing. But if you watch the at-bat, it's even more amazing because it was 3-0, and he just stepped back from the plate to take a ball, which is kind of a gangster move, and the umpire called a strike because he just kind of stepped backwards, and it was like 4 inches, 5 inches out of the strike zone, and then the next shot, wham,
here
rocket.
It goes. I say he does that every time now. You know what I'm saying?
I needed that. Thanks, Ronnie.
But there's definitely, obviously, still hope for the Dodgers because if you think about it, Atlanta Braves basically almost scored all their runs in that inning.
Uh-huh.
And they haven't scored any other inning in the last three games. So we're good. Come on, Dodgers, let's go. Still believing in you, 1:30 p.m. today. Dodgers versus Atlanta Braves. Chelsea,
what?
Don't worry. You won't have to shake your head.
I hope not because, like I said, it's not... It's expensive to get my hair done.
Just don't start booking haircuts before they lose.
I know, right?
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea about to hook you up with our weekend recaps. Hopefully you had a great weekend, familia. 62 degrees right now here in LA in the OC. A little cloudy for this morning. High of 75 and sunny by this afternoon. Also in the high 70s, the IE and the Valley. Feeling a little more chillier in the morning. I had a little jacket today. Brian, what did you get into this weekend, bro? I know you went back to Atlanta to visit the girlfriend. How are things going with that, bro?
It was good. I went to Atlanta. My friend Jennifer Smoot became the second black woman in the United States with a master's in brewing. So I went to her graduation party. She graduated from the University of Auburn, and she's starting her own little brewery. We have all the equipment in my basement in my townhouse, so we might kick it off in the basement.
Yes,
that's
bro.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So I get to name the IPA whenever it happens. So in the next year, so she can put her thing together. But it was really cool to see that just because it's not, you know, I think especially right now with, you know, like the Me Too movement, women kind of like, you know, feeling empowered and doing things that are exceptional, to see her, how proud she was and her family was to have her become just literally the second black woman in America to be a brewer.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
So cool.
It's wild, right?
But breaking glass ceilings like that, man, that's awesome. Right,
and she's
there.
The only one in the South. The other woman is in Chicago. It's kind of her mentor. She's like 10, 15 years older than Jennifer. But that was awesome,
that's
man.
Cool,
it was really cool to see that. Went to some weird party by the governor's mansion. That was fun. But the best part of the entire weekend was we took our dog Leo, our golden doodle, and my friend's dog Luna, who's a black lab. We did this thing. It's called the last pool day at Piedmont Park, where they take the pool and they just let dogs go in it all day, right? So you book tickets and you have like a session to go for it. Here's the thing though, our golden doodle Leo, like golden retrievers are swimmers. He loves water, loves it. Like every time we go anywhere near a puddle, he tries to lay in it, he loves mud, all those things. So I just assumed he could swim.
Wait, what?
I just assumed, because he
loves- Can all dogs swim?
Apparently, Edgar, no. This guy, little guy, he's 4 years old.
I thought so.
And we were by the edge of a pool. We're by the edge of like, I'm not kidding. I thought they did too. I thought if a dog loved water, it could totally swim like naturally.
Yeah.
So we're by the edge of the pool.
The doggy paddle.
Right, exactly.
You know?
But they got to learn like everybody else. They really have to learn how to swim. So I was, because he loves water so much, I was by the edge of the pool and I was trying to get him to jump in because all these other dogs were just like, woo, like jumping in crazy, grabbing tennis balls. So I just kind of like shoved him, right? Because I wanted him to know that he could jump in the pool. I thought he was having problems with jumping into a pool because dogs aren't allowed to swim in pools, right? So like you always tell a dog to stay away from the edge of the pool.
He's like, Brian / owner, look at that sign. It says no dogs in the pool.
You're not allowed to do this. So I just like shoved him and he went straight to the bottom.
Wow.
Like,
bro,
like just straight down to the bottom. And like, I was like, oh, I'm panicking now. Cause oh my God, I'm going to end up killing my girlfriend's dog. Then she's going to kill me. This is going to be really terrible.
For sure.
So I'm like, oh no. And I reach down and I have to reach like a foot below the water and he can't swim at all. And I just have to yank him out of the water and he looks all rattled and I'm like, oh, please don't let me know it. Please don't ruin your day. Like, I don't want you to be scared of water now.
Right.
Luckily he was fine. He shook it off. But then it was pretty adorable because we took him in the shallow end.
Yeah.
And I was up to my knees and stuff. And he had to learn that your body can float if you don't.
That was the first step.
Every creature in the world, if you panic when you're in the water, if you panic, you're going to sink.
You're done.
So he had to learn, like, it was kind of funny to see him learn that he could, like, float his butt. Yeah. Like a little sausage, and just like
did you kind of have to hold him like
we
from
did.
The belly?
We had to hold him. We had to put him so that he would learn that if he had his back solely out of the water, like he could just float his body and kind of paddle. He got kind of brave towards the end of it. Like one time, he swam a little too far and started to panic again. But it was good. But I had a moment of, oh my God, I just terrorized this golden doodle.
Yeah, you might have to look into like dog swim lessons.
Some sort.
It's got to be a thing, right? Then.
Well, I think it is. You just have to learn how to take your dog to the water. The first time they're a puppy, they get comfortable with water. He loves water. He just didn't know. He'd never been in water deeper than his head.
That reminds me of my boy Weddle. When I was living up in San Francisco in the Bay Area, he had just told us that he had signed up for the Navy, and we were celebrating. We're like, yo, that's awesome. We went to my apartment. Like, bro, we're going to do a carne asada for you serving our country before you go off into boot camp and all that stuff. And we threw him in the pool. Homeboy didn't know how to swim.
Wow.
I'm like, bro, you do realize you just signed up for the Navy, not like the Air Force.
I just signed up for a desk job, man.
So legit, man, dude was like 22 at the time, had to teach him how to swim. So there we were in this pool, little kids going around us doing circles, and we're holding him from the belly, like Brian holding his dog, getting him ready for the Navy. You're welcome, America.
It's mind-blowing. Every creature has to learn how to swim. Yeah. I never thought about that.
It's real talk, man.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Commercial-free all day today. Good times. All music, baby. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 6:33 in the morning. Thank you for hanging out with us. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We're about to get into our weekend recap. So, you know, went into the weekend thinking this is going to be epic. Tonight, meaning Friday night, we're going to go have a Dodger watch party. Dodgers won that night. Yes, I know they didn't win last night. The series is 2-1 versus Atlanta Braves. We play again today at 1:30. Hopefully we'll close it up right there. But we're like, yo, we're going to have a watch party at the pad. Invite my friend Nick, Latrice, their kids over. And then we're going to have an epic s'mores party at the end to celebrate in my backyard, right? So my wife's like, hey, can you go get the stuff to make the s'mores? I'm like, babe, I got this.
How hard could it be?
Yeah. I get to the store, buy our pad. I have no idea what to buy, guys. I know I had to get marshmallows.
There's three ingredients.
I know, Chelsea.
Four ingredients.
But you got to remember, man, I'm Latino. I've never been like camping or none of this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You have to Google it?
No. I did something even better. I'm like, oh, who can I call? Brad. Right? He's a dad, has a 4-year-old.
Oh my God.
And he's a white dude. Oh, so no, he definitely knows.
You should have called me.
How to make s'mores. Yeah, Chelsea.
I see where this is going.
You should have called Google. You should have been like s'mores on Google.
True.
You could have found ice cream at the store that has all the ingredients, s'mores like Ben and Jerry's ice cream. You're like,
so true.
Graham crackers, marshmallow, chocolate. There you go.
Dude, Brad, so I just want to say thank you, bro, for helping me out in that moment and not make me look like a jackass when I got home and had all the right ingredients.
You're very welcome. I'm a s'mores expert.
That's what he said. He said, I'm glad you called me. I'm an expert in this. You know what I'm saying?
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of The Sandlot when he's like, first you take the Graham, then you take the Mallow. I see Brad being that kid when he's younger, like teaching all his friends.
And he said,
being a know-it-all.
You got to get the biggest marshmallow.
Oh, yeah.
And I did. Mm-hmm. It said biggest marshmallow on the bag.
Perfect.
On the bag.
Well, there are strategies. Like some people like to set them on fire first.
Yeah.
You know, like just crispin the outside and then put them on the Graham cracker.
And then I was like, yo, can you just do this with like dark chocolate or can I do it with white chocolate?
Mm. And you can't go white chocolate. What kind of crazy talk is that? Then you don't know where the chocolate is. You got a marshmallow and white chocolate. Then no.
Brad supported me. He said, yeah, bro, that's a great idea. Were you just BSing me, bro?
No, when you mentioned it, I was like, well, why not?
It sounds good. I don't hate it.
It just visually looks terrible.
Yeah.
Like, you need chocolate color.
You
need it. You need it to see it.
Okay, see, we start off this break. We'll be like, really? You didn't know what to get for s'mores? And look how complicated it can get real quick. Anyways, we make it home. We're watching the Dodger game. We're eating some tacos and stuff like that. And then epic fail, man. S'more party never happened.
Oh, shoot.
Because just a warning, if you get invited over to our house right now, my wife will put you to work. It turned into like HGTV, like Home Improvement up in there. Like anybody that comes over right now, because we just moved like 3 weeks ago. So she's got boxes in the garage. She's got chairs she's want to build and tables and moving furniture. So after the Dodger game, we're like, all right, ready for some s'mores. She's like, actually, babe, do you mind Nick and you and his nephew? Can you guys just move the furniture around? I want to see a different direction. I want to see a different view.
Better feng shui. Here.
Yeah, bro. So definitely failed on that. And then Saturday got together with my family, my two brothers, their kids, my parents. Went to my brother Eddie's house. Had an awesome time. I've told you this. My brother Eddie, you get together at his house, it's like the Olympics. So we played tons of sports, ate some delicious ceviche. But then there's always that one person that takes like these recreational sports way too serious. There's this one kid. His name's William. Just shooting like we're in the World Cup. We're playing soccer. Ended up popping our soccer ball.
Oh, shoot.
Because he kicked it so hard. Kicked it over to the neighbor's house. And they have some agaves. And it like spiked the hole in the ball.
Was he like proud that he did that? Was he like, oh, yeah. Okay, so I was going to say. Or is he the one that was like apologetic? But the fact
he's, how old is he?
He's that guy.
He's like 14, bro.
You get a,
Edgar's so upset.
You get a pass at 14 being extra. It's worse when the person's like 44. and it's that guy who's like arguing foul calls. Come on, yo, it's out of bounds. You're 50. Settle down.
Chill out, bro. But it was a good time overall. Chelsea, what did you get into this weekend?
So I hosted a pumpkin carving party at my house on Saturday. And like, I woke up Saturday morning. Actually, I woke up Friday morning feeling the same way. And with anxiety, I don't know why. I think it's because whenever, like, I don't really host a lot of parties at my house. I always, like, I got my new place I'm in now with like a dining room because I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to host dinner parties all the time. But like, for my parents do it all the time. I grew up with always having people over. But I think because I don't do it that much, like, it stresses me out. And I also, I'm like fully committed. So if I do something like this, I'm like, I have to get like the best decorations, right, the best food, and make sure it's perfect. So I woke up a little stressed out, but it was fine. I went to Target and bought like all the decorations, was definitely extra with my decorations, got like spider candles and like cobwebs.
That's
and
awesome,
just was
Jeff.
Like, yeah, it was really fun. We had an amazing spread of food. There was five girls end up coming over. So we all brought pumpkins, set out the food. We're sitting there, we're eating, we're catching up, having a great time. 4 hours go by. We don't carve the pumpkins.
It's a better move.
No, it's like my s'mores party.
Exactly. That's what it reminds me of. No carving the pumpkins happen. And we're like, oh, shoot. And it's like 4 hours in. We're kind of like drinking a little bit. And we're like, we don't actually feel like carving the pumpkins now. And so at the end, we're like, okay, so Wednesday? Is that work for you this Wednesday to come back over? And so we're actually carving pumpkins now on Wednesday.
I think you did the best thing you can do. Carving a pumpkin is something that it's like... It's like bowling to me. It starts off like good. It's a fun idea. And then about 10 minutes in, you're like, this pumpkin ain't going to carve itself. This is the worst. It's about 5 scoops in when you're pulling out the pumpkin guts. And then your house smells like pumpkins. Where you're like, man, we should have just bought pumpkins. Or why not we just drink around each other?
That's
not fun.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we did. But it was really fun. And you know, we'll see what happens this week. Hopefully we can commit to having that little party.
I'm just going
to
throw out that I don't think you guys are going to carve pumpkins this Wednesday. Because we got AMA stuff to do today. Radio Row interviewing artists and so on and so forth. You got your red carpet tomorrow for Billboard. Wednesday, you're not going to want to see anybody.
I know, it's so true. So but that'll be good to find out. Happens.
Yeah, for sure.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
So it was a record-setting weekend at the box office. The Marvel film Venom, starring Tom Hardy, crushed the record for an October opening, debuting with $80 million in sales. Coming in second, of course, was Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's A Star is Born, which had a respectable second place opening with $41.3 million.
So it sounds like the nerds won.
Yeah, dude.
Remember we're talking about that battle?
Because Gaga fans are trying to write bad reviews about Venom and get people to see it.
You ain't going
to
beat the Marvel crew in that. No, or Star Wars or any of those... Like cult series where you have that fan base. That, I mean, they could say it's Venom movie and they could have just swapped it out with Lady Gaga and they still would have had $80 million.
Well, A Star is Born, though, is getting crazy reviews. No, I don't know about you guys, but on my social all weekend, I had friends, people in the industry posting videos like saying, I just got out of the film. I've been crying this whole time. Like, just saying how good the movie is.
We follow wildly different people on social media.
When I said that, I thought that. I was like, maybe your friends didn't do this. But
any of my friends posted a crying video about how the Star Wars changed our life. Blocked.
You know what's funny is if Venom fans were writing the same thing.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I'll never be the same.
Life changed. Made me cry so much. Venom was amazing.
Anyways, you guys, I really want to see A Star is Born. Apparently the chemistry between Gaga and Cooper is incredible. Gaga recently talked about it in an interview, saying basically from day one meeting Bradley, they had this like insane, crazy connection.
Huh. And he came over and, you know, I looked in his eyes and I just had an instant connection with him. And we were so comfortable together. He made me feel so comfortable.
Yeah, who would think that a Hollywood heartthrob would be able to woo a woman on camera?
I feel that way, and I haven't met him in person.
Exactly.
True.
I'd give the same answer. The minute he walked into the studio, we had an instant connection.
But Gaga's getting good reviews for her acting too. So, anyways, I'm excited to see it. And we'll see.
I don't know if you guys know the answer to this, but are they both single currently?
I think Bradley, he just had a baby with someone, which I didn't realize.
Okay. And
someone said
something
to me. Yeah. But I think he is dating someone. And Gaga, I believe, is single.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
I'll check into that let you guys know. Yeah. Okay. So throughout her career, Taylor Swift has stayed away from voicing her opinion on anything political. But last night, she finally broke her silence. Oh, look what you made me do.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. This is your fault, Brett Kavanaugh.
Honestly, kind of. So basically, in an Instagram post, she announced she's backing Tennessee Democrats Phil Bredesen, I think is how you say his name, for Senate, and Jim Cooper for House of Representatives, adding that while she's been reluctant to publicly voice her political opinion, she feels very differently about that now due to several events in her life and in the world in the past 2 years. And she also said, which I thought was interesting, as much as I have in the past and would like to continue voting for women in office, I cannot support Marsha Blackburn. Her voting record in Congress appalls and terrifies me. She said Blackburn's record on LGBT and women's issues, and she said these are not my Tennessee values.
They don't align with her.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting for a couple reasons. One, that she's definitely, like Taylor's saying, like, I'm an issue voter, not a political party voter. But I think the other thing, too, and people aren't really, I saw so many tweets like, oh, it's about time, Taylor Swift. Finally, someone's courageous, whatever. I don't think people understand that this country is huge, right?
Yeah.
This country, music is something that crosses party lines, crosses political lines. Mm-hmm. And she's got a foot in the country world. Yeah. She's got a foot in pop. And I think that people don't really appreciate the fact that she has cultivated a fan base that doesn't align with political parties.
Mm-hmm.
And when people step outside of that and they say something that you may not agree with politically, like, you can take a real hit. Yeah. And the Taylor Swift situation, she is an industry. So for her to say something like, to come out and really align herself with a political ideology at this point in her career is brave and also could cost her a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so people say, look, it's about time. You got nothing to lose, man. Yeah. You and your Twitter trolling.
Yo, who would have thought, though, right? You remember that incident with Kanye and Taylor Swift back in the day when he jacked the mic? Who would have thought that we'd be chilling here and Taylor's supporting Democrats and Kanye supporting Republicans?
Isn't that... it's a weird world we live in right now.
I would just love to see him try to yank the mic out of her hand now.
Yes,
good luck with that, Kanye.
All right, you guys, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also take a minute and download the radio.com app because you can listen to us anywhere, anytime. Do it.
It's Thank free. You so much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Search for AMP Morning Show. You can get our podcast on the daily, all right?
97.1 AMP Radio.
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. So listen, five surprising reasons why you are so gassy this morning, all right? They're surprises. So it's not like, oh my gosh, I ate too many frijoles last night or ate Chinese food. Like, we all know that's what happens,
or
right?
Or just hungover.
Yeah, exactly, bro. You said a beer, right?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been gassy and not known exactly why.
So this is why drew my attention, because I was like, yo, man, maybe you're on your way to school right now. You got an important presentation today in front of your class, or you're on your way to work. You got to present something at work. You don't want to have that clench face. You know what I'm saying? We just sit there and you just kind of freeze.
Just uncomfortable.
Well, is it too late, though, right now? Because are people, if they're already gassy, they're already gassy.
You're right, it's too late.
But they could be doing this to increment the gas, Chelsea, these five things.
Okay.
So don't do this. Listen, so certain medications, that's one of the surprising reasons. Number two, chewing gum.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Swallowing air?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Drinking through a straw makes you extra gassy. Mm-hmm. Smoking makes you extra gassy. And also eating too fast. So if you're on your way to work right now or school and you're driving with your knee and then eating with your other hand, like, that's not a good look.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's not safe. Second of all, you're eating too fast. You're going to get gassy as hell today.
That is kind
of
funny that we shame people so much, as we should take driving distracted serious. You know, people, you know, staring at their phones, texting and stuff. But you'll see somebody just going to town on like a Big Mac with a soda in the other hand, holding their steering wheel with their pinky finger. And yet, we don't have a problem with that. That should be ticketable offense.
Mm-hmm. Right? More than texting and driving and all that stuff, man. So, speaking about driving, interesting new situation right here. Siri now on your iPhone can do this command that might shock you. So, Siri has added this command slash shortcut where you can now discreetly record if police is pulling you over. So, all you got to say is, hey, Siri, I'm getting pulled over. And it'll automatically start recording you.
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. I don't use Siri because I've had the worst luck. Whenever I try to use it, I'm like, Siri, where's the nearest Bloomingdale's? And it'll be like, calling your dad now. And I'm like, what? Like, every single time. So I just don't trust Siri.
And your dad's name is Gary, by the way.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like the idea that, though, that you could say, hey, Siri, I'm getting pulled over. And she's like, I'm going to stream it to YouTube. Video. There's like wireless cameras and stuff going for those retweets.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to create that shortcut. If you could just say, hey, Siri, my girlfriend said, can we talk?
Nope.
Start recording now. You know what I'm saying? For my own safety. So that's interesting, right? All these shortcuts. I guess at the end of the day, so that, you know, you don't have to necessarily press a button and so on and so forth, also for security reasons.
I think I love it when I come up with ideas for technology that I can't execute because I'm not smart enough.
Yeah.
The one thing I think all phones should be built in with is a mode for your phone where every time you go to turn the camera on, if you've left it in selfie mode, it turns it the other way. Because there's nothing worse than opening up your phone to try to take a photo, and you're just looking at your stupid fat face like at a downward angle. And you're like, oh my God, I feel terrible. Just don't do that. I want to be able to switch it to selfie mode, like the front-facing camera, when I've had time to prepare.
Yeah.
I've got my angles down.
Yeah.
I've got good lighting. I don't need it where it's like looking at a double chin up my nose.
Yeah, backing that up, I always think it's embarrassing when like you give someone your phone to take a picture, and they're like, oh, it's in selfie mode. And you're like, they caught me. I was taking a selfie.
Oh, look at you over there.
Yeah.
And you always get that one guy, right? Because he's trying to hit on you, Chelsea. Takes a picture
of
himself.
Of course.
Like tons of them because they think it's funny every time. Oh, I took a picture.
For everyone who thinks that's funny.
Right?
It's not.
Yo, man, but I feel on that, Brian. I bet a lot of our listeners have felt this way. Like, oh my gosh, I'm the one that thought about self-parking first. You know, like a car parking itself or whatever. Maybe I thought of a good idea the other day, but I'm not smart enough to execute it. So I called my cousin who works for Microsoft. I'm like, yo, bro, what do you think of this idea? And he just laughed at me. But whatever. I thought about this. When you're going low on your battery, on your cell phone, right? You're hanging out with some friends at the bar, at the club, restaurant, whatever it is. What if you were able to somehow kind of like get battery from your other friend who has...
steal it from them.
Yeah. Like connect your phones... and then they transfer you your battery power to yours. Almost like when your car dies, the battery dies.
Mm-hmm. Jumper cables.
Jumper cables, but for phones. Doesn't that sound like a good idea?
I don't see why that's not possible to make, like right now.
Yeah.
Someone just make a cord with two ends on.
It's already made, bro. That's the thing. I thought about it too late.
I was going to say, isn't that already a thing?
Man, I always invent stuff that's already made.
I know, right?
Damn it, too late on that.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Shout out to all the brave moms right now. Driving their kids to school, trying to take off all the lagañas from their kids' eyes, their eye boogers and whatnot with their saliva.
Ew.
Yeah, your kids appreciate that. Now they're going to smell like your saliva for the rest of the day.
That's awful. Just make your kids wipe their own eye boogers
out. You know what I'm saying, bro? But it's a real thing. I don't know why every parent does that. I've already done it with my daughter at ELN. She's only like a year and a half old. She doesn't know how to react to it, though. She's like, whatever.
My girlfriend does it to our dog and then feeds him to him.
Literally, I'm
she's like,
nauseous.
He loves it. I'm like, stop doing that. And he just licks him off her fingers.
Poor little guy. I thought you were going to say your girlfriend does it to you. I was like, what?
No. My God, no. She wouldn't touch my face.
All right, man. Listen up. If you're cheating on your significant other right now, first of all, not cool. Stop it. If you're driving with them right now down Pico, just drop them off right there at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Just peace them out, okay? But second of all...
don't even be that good to them.
Yeah.
Roscoe's, come on, drop them somewhere else.
Have you ever been to that corner, Chelsea? You do not want to be dropped off there.
It's also, they don't open...
still.
They don't open until 8, too. So 27 minutes of torture.
There you go.
That Roscoe's has security at like 11 a.m. Anyways, but we love going there. So good. Long story short, if you are cheating on your significant other right now, definitely don't make this mistake that this woman made, which surprises me because usually women are way better than us dudes at cheating and not getting caught. Like, absolutely amazing. But now her cheating fail has gone viral, and Brian has the update on that. Super dumb right here.
It's coming out of Santa Marta, Colombia.
Colombia!
A woman named Yamai was meeting up with her boyfriend, Jesus. They were meeting up at a motel, just, you know, handling their business, their adult business.
And that's her side piece?
It is her side piece. She has a boyfriend, but she is also married. And
ooh,
technically, husbands are not super cool with you having a boyfriend, and wives are not cool with you having girlfriends. So I've heard.
Wow, I can't even have one boyfriend. Imagine juggling three.
Yamai is all over it, man.
Just like, put me in touch with Yamai.
So they are at a motel doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for her to leave. They're done, and her and Jesus call an Uber. Now, the Uber arrives. They look at the Uber account, the picture, the person they don't know. A guy shows up. It happens to be her husband.
Oh!
That's karma.
Wow.
He had the night off, had nothing to do, and asked his friend if he could drive Uber, which Uber frowns upon. But we've all been there when we've been like, yo, this lady ain't a dude on an Uber account.
Yeah.
You know what I choose to do? I know Uber frowns upon people using other people's Uber accounts. I'm not a hater. I don't hate the working class folk. If you want, if you need to get up out there and be an entrepreneur, hustle, and your friend has an Uber account, you go ahead and use it. I also asked one lady. I was like, she's like, I know that's not me, but I want people to think a big giant man is picking them up, and it's a girl. I'm like, oh, okay, well, fair, okay. So,
is it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, safety wise, do what you want. Well, listen, I give everybody 5 stars. I don't care how bad you are, because I want you to be able to work and hustle and make that money.
How many stars do you think Yamai gave her husband?
I think Yamai probably gave him 5. Yeah. Just like, babe, I gave you 5 stars. So that's how she got busted. She got in the wrong. She got in an Uber with her husband, and then had a lot of explaining.
Can you imagine what that conversation would have been like? That tension. Oh man.
If you're just trying to act like you don't know the person.
I was going to say to be a fly on the wall, but I actually don't want to be a fly on the wall of that car.
I think Jesus probably didn't want to be a fly on the wall of that Uber ride either. Unfortunately, he was also stuck in the car.
Yeah, definitely. But hey, there's a new technique. Gentlemen that are listening right now, if you want to find out if your girl's cheating on you, you know, use somebody else's Uber account. Go driving around where you think your girl might be hooking up with her side piece.
Hey, you make a little money and you bust them.
Look at that. Creating solutions for your Monday morning, baby.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So that amazing display of lights that you saw in the sky last night was not aliens this time. It was just Elon Musk playing with his toys.
Just shooting rockets into space.
Yeah, just chilling. You know,
another day in the life.
Yeah, right? Just chilling. I bet you can relate with that. Absolutely. But it's actually pretty remarkable, man. So SpaceX, right, had an Argentinian Earth observation satellite aboard their Falcon 9 rocket, okay? And everything from launching it to dropping off the satellite in space and then landing that same rocket was successful and happened within 15 minutes.
Oh, what?
Gosh.
Really?
And that's why, Brian, SpaceX and Elon Musk, stock is rising, baby.
I'm in. I'm into it. I waited till he, once that video surfaced of him smoking weed on a, on a podcast with Joe Rogan, I saw the end coming for Elon Musk being the chairman of the board for Tesla. Their stock was plummeting, and I was just rooting for him to do more dumb stuff. And then when it got cheap enough, I bought one.
And now it went up, bro!
Yeah, my evil plan is coming to fruition.
In case you were smoking weed with Elon Musk last night, the lights were real, and it was the rocket this time.
I saw it from the airplane, actually. I was flying in from Atlanta last night, and the pilot came on the overhead and was like, hey, if you're on the left side of the plane, you're going to see a lot of lights, and it's actually SpaceX launching from Torrance, California, and don't freak out. It's not. We don't need anybody panicking, because there's like a rocket flying. I mean, it was nowhere near us.
Yeah.
I think we were in somewhere over Arizona when it happened, but it was cool to see it. I was like, whoa, awesome. And then I went right to my phone to check my stock portfolio.
And it went out, baby.
It's bizarre. I remember six months ago when another satellite was launched. Yeah. I remember seeing that one. And it was a bizarre feeling of because I didn't know that it was happening. I remember just being like, it's happening right now. I'm seeing aliens. It's happening. Uh-huh. And I remember like taking video and like sending it to people. And like, but it was a bizarre thought. But
Chelsea, I'm the first one to cover it.
I was like, oh my gosh, are they speaking to me?
Chelsea's like, maybe they could take me. Maybe there's like good bachelors up in space.
Seriously, I'll take an alien boyfriend.
All right, familia. Coming up next, speaking about boyfriends and relationships, we got an update from the hookup hotline. And you know what? This music goes with it. Hands down, one of the weirdest and most shocking hookup hotlines we've ever had, which is like speed dating, but live on the radio. Alex, 28, from Carson, had 97.1 seconds to get to know Claire, age 30, from L.A. And wow, was their conversation wild.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Monday.
Get ready to get an update on probably, hands down, the most weird hookup hotline we've ever experienced.
I mean, it went to a lot of places in a very short amount of time.
The hookup hotline, it's like speed dating but live on the radio. And on Friday, in case you missed it, Alex, age 28, from Carson, and Claire, age 30, from LA, they spoke for about 97.1 seconds. It got real weird, and we're about to find out what happened over the weekend. Here's a quick little snippet of their convo.
Do you like children?
Yeah, I love children. Do you like children?
I mean, I like other people's children. I just don't necessarily want any of my own. So. They eat a lot.
Do you like making children?
I love that that's your
do reason. I like making children?
Yeah.
Not technically. Do you like bisexual women?
Wait, what?
I like bisexual women.
Do you have a car?
Wow.
Yeah, I have several cars.
Do you have a spare bedroom in your house?
Do I have a what?
A spare bedroom in your house.
Yeah, I have several spare bedrooms as well. What size are your breasts? I'm a breast man.
They're 36 double D.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Like, do you wear magnum?
I like that.
Do you use magnum?
They went all in
it's
for
hard
that
to believe that all happened in a minute and a half.
It's just question after question. The questions got weirder.
Uh-huh. They're on the line right now. You're about to get an update of what happened over the weekend. Claire, Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Wow. Hey.
All right.
Alex, is that you?
Alex, is that you? Man, this girl's crazy.
Whoa. What happened?
Plot twist.
Right. Hold on. So let's take it one step at a time. Did you guys meet up this weekend or not?
No. She's calling me, asking me to send her pictures of my room, send her this and that, my address, and it got real weird, real quick. She wouldn't send pictures. I'm just putting it all out there.
He said he had a lot of things that he did not want to back up. Hold on, please. One person at a time.
Alex, hold on. Give me a second. Let's let Claire defend herself because you just called her crazy.
He called me crazy because I asked him to send me a picture of the things he said he had. I want a picture of two rooms in his house. He refused to send it. And
where's the boobs, Claire? Where's the picture of the boobs?
First come the rooms, then come the boobs. You wouldn't do it.
What is this?
What is this, a Cardi B record?
I mean, clearly you're not a real person. I'm like, he has all these rooms and all these cars, and meanwhile you're on the radio speed dating. I'm like, anybody who's built like that is phony. So I didn't trust it. So he was definitely not getting a picture of my boobs.
Well, I mean, it's fair. You send the picture of the rooms first before the boobs. I mean, I do get that.
Is that an even trade, Chelsea?
I mean, I guess so. You can't expect the picture of the boobs first.
I haven't even seen Claire's face, let alone the boobs.
I haven't seen yours either.
Oh, man.
So let me get this straight. You guys both think the other person is fake.
Basically.
Man.
My boobs may be, but I'm not.
You know what? We can't top that right there. So bottom line, let's wrap this up because wow. Claire, do you want to keep in touch with Alex at all, or is this the end of it?
I think this is the end.
Alex, how about you, bro?
It's even past her asking all those questions. Like, some of her text was just rude. Like, she seems like a very sour, salty person with life. Uh-oh. I don't want that around me.
Wow.
Well, it doesn't always work out on the hookup hotline.
Yo.
So there's that.
The way it started, how open they were with each other, how wild they were, right, with their questions and answers. And the whole time they're like, this person can't be real.
Yeah, but it's almost like they're too similar.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're clashing.
We appreciate you guys giving the hookup hotline a shot. You know, a lot of people needed this on this Monday morning.
Let me just tell you that. That's funny.
So sorry that your misfortune in a way was everybody else's entertainment, but thank you guys for giving it a shot. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
All right, familia. We got tipsy talk for you right now every Monday at this time. Our street teamer, Joe Wow, sacrifices his mind, his body, his soul, goes out on the weekends, interviewing real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. Today, you're going to meet Richard from Long Beach. He was partying in West Hollywood this weekend, and this is what went down.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Richard. I'm from Long Beach, California.
Are you trying to meet a guy out here tonight or what?
Come on, I'm in West Hollywood. Of course I'm trying to meet a guy. I gotta smash a guy tonight. Come on.
Whoa. Okay.
You see these guys out here? Like, damn. Like, there's a lot of, like...
So he's got a clear vision. Clear vision of what he's out to do.
Manifesting his goals and dreams.
Went 0 to 100 real fast.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm out here to smash a guy.
Yeah, I went from I want to meet a guy to I gotta smash a guy.
Is that his pickup line?
It's insane.
Sevens and up tonight.
Cuffy season is officially here. How many cuffing partners do you have right now?
You're in West Hollywood, boo. Like, cuffing's got a whole new meaning out here. Cuffing partners, you got 1, 2, 3. That guy I danced with 2 minutes ago. Come on. Cuffing is my thing.
So, you're trying to tell us that you're the cuffing king.
I'm the cuff queen.
Hey.
I don't go around cuffing guys. They come and cuff me.
Okay.
You'll never find a guy in West Hollywood like me.
Do you prefer a skinny cut-up partner for the fall or a bigger one?
I need a man who's got that muscle but who's got that little bit of fluff to keep me warm in the winter. I'm a little bit of a smaller guy. I need that big man to just keep me warm all winter long.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure that he was using cuffing as a figurative situation.
Exactly.
Or literal situation. I kind of feel like he was actually talking about handcuffs.
Yeah. I agree.
Call me crazy, but he just seemed to be way too into being cuffed.
Right. Cuffing, figuratively speaking,
was. Repeated cuffing many right, times. Right.
I am getting cuffed.
Yeah, tonight.
Figuratively speaking is, you know, you find someone who you like to be a little bit more consistent
lucky down
with.
A little bit.
Hang out with, you know, go to holiday parties with, and so on and so forth. I feel you on that, though, Brian.
Look, JWoww, like, I need a man like you.
What up?
He called him JWoww, like, from the Jersey Shore.
I love that.
Not JWoww. I love it.
I think the more you drink, the more everyone's name starts to sound like something from the Jersey Shore.
Naturally.
I can't fault him. I've called him JWoww before, too. I think, like, in this segment, just because you're just so used to JWoww, you know, JWoww, it's fine.
JWoww should have called him, all right, Ronnie, instead of Richard.
Look, JWoww, like, I need a man like you.
Wait, wait, wait. I'm a girl already. I'm a girl already.
That's okay. She don't know me.
Hey.
Oh, God. I'm the perfect little spoon. Give me a nice daddy to come cuddle with me. JWoww, I can tell by your eyes right now, the way you're looking at me,
you ain't never
going to cheat on me.
Oh, my God, Rena. What's your favorite animal in the whole world?
Nice follow-up question. What's your favorite animal?
He's so nervous.
I mean, that's like the classic, let's move it on. You just called me daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and animals. What's your favorite color?
What's your favorite animal in the whole world?
It's got to be the female lion. She knows how to assert her dominance. She makes her man go out and get her food.
Hey. What would that animal's mating call sound like? Don't parf on me. Oh, my God. Hold on.
Joe, I just said, don't parf on me.
He meant barf, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Right now, I'm not really sure. I know what anyone means right now.
Animals mating call sound like, don't parf on me. Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh, my God.
Wow, that was a lot happening in that segment.
Just a whirlwind of confusion.
Yeah.
Parfing and confusion.
Good parfing size. And cuffing.
With JWoww.
Yes.
Parf and cuff with JWoww.
That's please. Like a reality show.
Right? MTV, if you're listening, we got your next reality show. All right, that was Tipsy Talk. We're interviewing real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. Please drink responsibly so you won't parf on anybody, all right? Girls Like You, Maroon 5, Cardi B, you are commercial free all day today on 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thank you for tuning in. If you're thinking about breaking up with your significant other, we understand the holidays are coming up. It gets expensive.
That's right.
And then families, and then you got to meet their family, and then sister-in-laws, mother-in-laws.
Exhausting. If you're gonna, I mean, that's the thing though. There's like the breakup dates, and then there's also cuffing season where you're trying to find someone that you can have kind of a Netflix and chill type relationship for the winter time, so you don't have to fully commit to meeting people and meeting coworkers. And
exactly, bro. Mm-hmm. Side note: I love my in-laws.
Let me go on the record to say this.
We're recording this, right? Okay, good. No, for real. Listen, real difficult thing to do to break up with somebody, especially if, you know what I'm saying, like, you don't want to hurt them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There are times where you're breaking up, you're like, dude, I'm glad I'm doing this because this person's been a douche and I can't wait to tell them that I am done or hurt, whatever the situation
is. Or
you
just, there's no love anymore.
Right. Or they cheated on you.
Yeah. So this is for a situation where you're like, damn, man, they've been good. But it's just, it's not there because of XYZ reason, right? So according to experts, these is some of the things you got to do to break up with somebody in the best possible way so you don't get your tires slashed, right? So I'm going to say a couple of them. Let me know what you guys think about that, all right? So according to experts, your significant other definitely deserves an explanation as to why. Because honestly, that's the worst thing. When somebody just breaks up with you and then you have no closure.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And give me a second, right?
Okay,
because the reasoning behind what you give shouldn't be a shock to that person. It shouldn't be news to them. The reason why I'm breaking up with you is because, whatever, you're a vegetarian. I'm making that up. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be a shock to them. And I see this kind of like, I remember I had this boss by the name of Scott Herman, really good boss. And he said, I was like, yo, man, you've been in this business forever as a GM, so on and so forth. What's made you so successful? He's like, when I let people go, I make sure it's not a surprise to them. Meaning that I see if issues arise, I try to work it out with them and let them know. That way, if it reaches a point where we have to part ways, it's no longer a shock. We tried it, but it didn't work. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that it's not a shock, the reasoning you're bringing to that moment where you're going to break up with that person.
But that being said, sometimes the reason is just because. You know what I mean? Sometimes the reason is I don't feel this. It's not, you know, you may, I don't. I think the problem with when you're giving someone a reason, you got to be okay with telling them why you don't want to be in this and understanding that that may not line up with what they want to hear, and that's just too bad.
And it's not a moment to, like, release this list of, like, pent-up complaints you have about the person. Mm-hmm. It's not the moment. It's not about arguing. It's not about escalating the whole situation.
Just being honest.
Do not use the word, you were doing this and you were doing that, because that will right away spark something
else. Not you, it's me.
So
I just don't like you.
If you're thinking about breaking up with somebody right now, and the reason that you're going to give them will be a shock to them, don't do it yet.
Yeah.
Build up a little portfolio for a little bit.
That's awful advice.
What? Bro, build up a portfolio.
Like, well, or at least like start addressing things that have been bothering you. Because no matter what you say, Brian, like, yeah, maybe you break up with someone and there's no specific, there's got to be, leading up to it, there have to be moments or things that they've done or issues between you two, whether it be communication.
Yeah.
So I think you just have to be able to communicate that leading up to it.
Of course. Two things. I'm just saying that there's not always, sometimes you just look at someone and you're like, you know what? I don't see this working out in the future. Mm. And that's my decision. I may regret this decision someday, but right now I just want us to go the different directions. I'm just saying I don't think it's a good idea if you want to break up with someone to be like, okay, I'm going to break up with them in 3 weeks. Now I need to come up with a list of problems. I need to show up late. We need to have some arguments. I got to lay some groundwork.
It might be easier, bro. It might decrease the drama. That's all I'm saying.
Step down breakup. You remember last month when I pissed you off and we got in that fight? Did you do that on purpose?
No,
babe, not at all.
Best way is to break up to avoid drama. Also, I mean, choosing your words carefully. And last but not least, be sure about the breakup. Mm-hmm. Don't be that one person, and I made that mistake when I was very immature and I was younger, where you break up with somebody, but then you still keep them as friends with benefits, or you keep them around because it's convenient for you and you don't, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's not clear that you're really done with that person in regards to love. In that situation, you know? Because that's the worst thing you could do. You break up with somebody, but then you kind of keep
trying to hook up with them again. That is not okay.
Or come back with them, you know, and say, hey, let's try this again. I was wrong 2 days later.
Yeah.
That's just going to mind F that person so much, and it's going to be terrible for
you. What if you just keep them as friends with benefits forever? You don't have to break up with someone you're not dating, right?
Like,
you just keep
them. Brian, you
keep them in the gray area. You've been in limbo in, like, relationship purgatory for 6 months. What do you mean I have to break up with you? We were never together.
This is Brian from 10 years ago talking.
Yeah, I feel like he's
Brian.
Done this.
Oh my God. Yeah, I wrote the playbook.
You're happily in a relationship right now, in a long distance relationship, and your girlfriend Jessica.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I've never been happier. Never.
We're all recording this, right? We're all recording this. Anyways, those are just some suggestions.
Good job. That was
Chelsea,
good.
You agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. Because I agree. I've been definitely been surprised. Had a surprise breakup before, and it was not good. Yeah, it was awful.
Surprise breakups and surprise your fires are like the worst.
Yeah.
You know, let me know what's going on. Let's work on it.
Communication.
All right, cool. Absolutely. More
I
commercial
did communicate,
free.
You're fired. That's pretty adequate communication.
More commercial free music coming your way. We got God is a Woman, Ariana Grande, then Unforgettable, French Montana, Sway Lee, and tickets to We Can't Survive 2018, brought to you by AT&T, coming up at 9 a.m. Your chance to win. Stay tuned.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Crazy drama continues at SNL, of course. That's the way they get their ratings and their clickbaits. Chelsea's got some more stuff that went down this weekend.
So we knew it was probably going to happen. Someone from the cast of SNL was going to take shots at Kanye on the show following, you know, his rant last weekend. We knew this episode, something was going to go down. And Pete Davidson is the one who got to do the dirty work.
Uh-huh.
He totally trashed Kanye, first addressing the fact that Kanye said he was bullied into not wearing the MAGA hat. I always feel like I say it wrong. MAGA.
Make America great.
Make America great again hat. Yeah. Here's him doing that.
I miss the old Kanye.
What Kanye said after he went off the air last week was one of the worst, most awkward things I've ever seen here. So Kanye was wearing a MAGA hat. That's what it's called. It's stupid. And he started by saying people backstage tried to bully him into not wearing it. He wore it all week. Like, nobody told him not to wear it. Like, I wish I bullied you. I wish I would have suggested that, you know, it might upset some people, like your wife or every black person ever, you know?
He also said, and I quote, being mentally ill is not an excuse to act like a jack A. I'm quoting my therapist, my mom, and my mailman.
He's been told that same thing.
Right. Yeah, and he also admitted that he too misses the old Kanye.
I miss the old Kanye.
Yeah.
So is there anything Kanye can do to win you back?
Yeah, there is. And I'll tell you in a way that Kanye understands. I made this. Make Kanye 2006 again. And drop that album. Where's that album? Kanye, I know you're like, yo, this is the real me. I'm off the meds. Take them. There's no shame in the medicine game. I'm on them. It's great.
There it is.
Well, I think it's an interesting perspective that they are interesting angle they went at on SNL, because right to open it up, he's like, Michael Che, it was either me or Michael Che, and Michael's black and I'm crazy, and we all know who's behind the wheel right now with Kanye, which is a funny joke. And also, it doesn't force Michael Che to like speak for all people,
right?
You know, when they're just trying to roast and say something. I mean, the whole thing is interesting simply because of the bullying and how divisive Trump can be and this whole Kanye situation. I feel like Kanye has just dug in and is stubborn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's making himself a villain. Uh-huh. Which is interesting, because if he doesn't wear the hat and just doesn't and just performs and just does well,
mm-hmm.
and the music he's dropping isn't bad, which it's, yeah. a lot of it's been lately, then he just can live his life. But he wants to be like a viral villain right now.
Well, and last week around this time, excuse me, Chels, yeah. He cleared up Kanye saying, hey, no, like nobody on SNL bullied me. Like my own staff was bullying me. So, which is very interesting.
Yeah, I feel like he keeps going back too. Like yeah. he just deleted his Twitter after some people were coming at him. And he like has come back. I feel like he goes in these rants or does these things and then he apologizes. So it's almost like he sees other people's points of view and he like at times knows he's in the wrong. But like you said, Brian, I think he's just so stubborn and like he can't come back now and be like, oh, actually, I'm wrong and I agree with what everyone else is saying. You know, he's in a weird place.
He did say he was going to Africa to mm-hmm. finish his album, so maybe he's just chilling there now.
He just seems so fragmented and it's hard to watch because whether this is actually who he wants to be, that's a whole different thing, but he just comes off so scattershot and so frantic that, man, I hope he stays off social media for a while. Focus on the music. Yeah. Focus on being you. Focus on your health and your family, because right now it just seems like one disaster for him on social media mm-hmm. and fame after another, and we're all sitting here laughing and making fun of it and whatever. But if something's really up with him and he does something to hurt himself or anything like that, we're all going to feel real bad. So he needs to get healthy
and surround himself by people that truly mm-hmm. care about him. They just want to ride his coat.
Absolutely.
You know?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
She's cracking up because our little sis Chelsea has been drinking this juice all morning. Like if she were drinking liquid gold. And then we realized that she paid $9 for this juice.
Yeah, it's from Erewhon, and it is in a glass bottle, and I think the bottle itself is $4.
So, wait. For $9, like, that juice better do something special.
It is. Well, it does say, like, on the description at the store, it'll be like, it'll make your skin glow. It'll make your digestion
like
better.
Immediately?
Yeah.
Or is that the thing that get you hooked where you gotta buy? You're like, yeah, all you gotta do is drink it every day for a year.
I don't know, Brian. Is my skin glowing right now?
Is that a thing you really want me to answer?
Yes. The answer is yes.
It'll be glowing later.
The answer is yes. It was worth
it. It's too early to be glowing.
It's worth the $9. You know it's worth listening to us sometimes, but especially right now because you get a chance to win a pair of tickets to go to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Be caller 9 right now, 877-971-HITS. 877-971-HITS. And all you got to do is tell us something super interesting about you or your life, and you win the tickets.
Just entertain us.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Sometimes that's tough to find, though.
Yeah.
Something interesting. Like, maybe you bought a $9 juice.
Yeah, we can be juice soul sisters or brothers, whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Do we?
Nah, not at all.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We got Marisol from Fontucky on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Marisol, you are caller 9. You're halfway there.
Woo!
To winning a pair of tickets to go to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Now all you got to do is tell us something interesting about you or your life, and the tickets are yours.
No, I hope you're drinking a juice, a $9 juice.
Like Chelsea.
I'm not. I'm just drinking boring water, but...
Financially a good decision.
This might be sad for some people, but I might lose my eyesight very soon, but I'm still going to go have fun to Halloween Horror Night.
Oh my God, what happened?
Oh my gosh, Marisol.
What happened? Do you have like a condition for it or something?
Yeah, they found a rare genetic eye disorder that's called retinitis pigmentosa. It's going slowly, so I'm enjoying life right now.
Oh my gosh, Marisol. Sorry to hear, but we love your attitude about it and your perspective on this.
Yes, and it's great because I'm learning so much about it myself. And it's not just like old people going blind. It's people my age and younger. But it's great. I mean, just have fun and enjoy life right now, right? Mm-hmm.
What's it made you appreciate the most that maybe someone who would take, like, you know, vision for granted, something that you could say to people that you've realized, or through this condition, I should say, that makes other people go, you know what, I'm going to appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you for those words.
Mm-hmm. Well, like my friend told me, you're not dying, and it's not painful, so just make memories, travel a lot, take mental pictures, stay off your phone all the time, like when you're out with your family, enjoy the moment.
That's right, stay off your phone.
Wow, enjoy it. Marisol, we love you, girl. The tickets are definitely all yours, regardless.
Sure. And, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in and for listening to us.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'll have to buy myself that $9 juice.
Yeah. Never know what it'll do.
Get it, girl.
I need that glow in my skin.
Oh, yes.
It's working. Oh, my gosh. Chelsea's skin right now. Wow. I thought it was the SpaceX rocket launch last night, but it's not. It was just Chelsea walking outside.
Hey, thanks, guys. You're sweet.
Our pink nightclub walls in here.
Yeah. You're welcome. Marisol, love you. Hang tight. We'll get you all the details off there. Okay? Hold on.
All right. Thank you.
All right, man. More chance for you to win, but this time it's a We Can't Survive 2018 concert tickets brought to you by AT&T at 10 a.m. sharp. Your next chance to win that, all right?
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
Yes. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. We got the Dopest Moment Award right now going out to Richard from Long Beach. And you'll hear in just a second, for living his best life when he got interviewed by our street teamer, Joe Wow, who he calls J-Wow, like the Jersey Shore.
Makes sense. After about a few drinks in West Hollywood, everyone becomes J-Wow.
Yeah, he was getting interviewed in West Hollywood for a segment, Tipsy Talk, where we interview real people, real drunk, saying crazy things. And this is Richard right here.
Are you trying to meet a guy out here tonight or what? Come on, I'm in West Hollywood. Of course I'm trying to meet a guy. I got to smash a guy tonight. Come on.
Cuffing season is officially here. How many cuffing partners do you have right now?
You're in West Hollywood, boo. Like, cuffing's got a whole new meaning out here. Cuffing partners, you got 1, 2, 3. That guy I danced with 2 minutes ago, come on. Cuffing is my thing. I'm the cuff queen.
Hey.
I need a man who's got that muscle, but who's got that little bit of fluff to keep me warm in the winter. I'm a little bit of a smaller guy. I need that big man to just keep me warm all winter long. Look, J-Wow, like, I need a man like you.
Wait, wait, wait. I'm a girl already. I'm a girl already.
That's okay. She don't know me.
Hey.
I'm the perfect little spoon. Give me a nice daddy to come cuddle with me. Joe, I can tell by your eyes right now, the way you're looking at me,
you ain't never
going to cheat on me.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I love Joel's laugh.
His nervous laugh.
He laughs like that all the time, regardless of who he's interviewing.
After listening to it a second time, I am 100% positive that when he said cuffing season, he meant literal handcuffs.
Yeah.
Not
figurative handcuffs like cuffing season. Let's all find someone to Netflix and chill with in the wintertime. He was straight up. I'm going to be cuffed. Someone is cuffing me
like
tonight.
Like those furry handcuffs. Yeah.
Furry.
Hot pink furry handcuffs.
Shackles, chains, whatever. Yes. He was all the cuffs. Mm-hmm. That's what he wanted.
Literally, like cuffs and hide the key. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
This guy.
Oh, good times, man. Living his best life right there. Hopefully you're living your best life. Stay tuned. Coming up next, really cool things coming with Yessi Ortiz. So you could be hanging out with our girl Yessi Ortiz in a suite at Drake's concert this Saturday. All you got to do is tune in from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. to find out how to win, all right? Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. And let's go Dodgers tonight, baby. Watch it today at 1:30 p.m. We got a bet going on here in studio. Brian supporting the Atlanta Braves. They got a nice win yesterday.
I mean, you're walking a fine line of jinxing yourself again, my friend. You did it to yourself last night, texting me about when we should set up my haircut. And all of a sudden, what happened? Oh, the Braves won.
Maybe I spoke too soon, bro. Yeah, so the loser is going to have to buy us and you, our listener, breakfast for you and your coworkers, and shave the winning city's initials onto their head, all right? So Chelsea and I are LA Dodgers. Brian is supporting the Braves. And you know what? I'll hold off on calling my boy Johnny.
I would if I were you.
From Royal Barbershop. But I'm confident for today, 1:30 p.m. Let's go, Blue.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.